Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
What's going on? It's 5 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's your boy, Matt Muse. I'm here on the boards. Our boy, Wade, should be back shortly. But for now, let's check it out. It's a brand new track from A Tribe Called Red featuring Tanya Tagak, Sila. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That track is bananas. That is A Tribe Called Red, three DJs from Ottawa, of course, and Tanya Tagak, Inuk throat singer. And they finally teamed up and did a track together. It's going to be on A Tribe Called Red's new album, which is supposed to be out soon. They haven't given a release date. But they are, if you head down to the P&E tomorrow night, you can check A Tribe Called Red out. I will probably go because they put on a crazy good live show. They've got, like, there's the three of them, and there's just all kinds of imagery that they take from, like, old American, mostly American representations of, like, the American Indian, and just sort of from, like, old movies and stuff, and they project it up on the stage. And then they've got a guy, a hoop dancer, who comes out in, like, the full regalia, and he'll come out, like, every 10 minutes or so and do some stuff, and it's just, it's a wild show. They're really cool if you get a chance to see them. Anyway, it's Tuesday. It's only August 30th, but sitting right next to me in my hot little hands, I've got a brand new issue of Discorder magazine, but it's a little different, and here to tell me why, it's Britt and Ricky. What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm really excited that Ricky's here. I just want to throw that out there. I am Britt Bachman. I'm the editor of Discorder magazine, and you hear from me sometimes, but you don't often hear from Ricky Castaneto, our art director. But you're here now.
Yeah, no, I'm here now. About to talk about this redesign.
Yeah, so Discorder has reformatted for September, going into the foreseeable future or so. They'll be distributed and hitting the streets on Wednesday, which is September 1st. But we got some advanced printed copies at the station today. Ricky, maybe you could tell our listeners what the size is and kind of the style format of it.
Yeah, so we went bigger, which is actually going back to how Discorder used to be not too long ago. It's still not the comic book size that we used to be, but it's even further back in our history. We were 11 by 14 and 3/4, which is pretty, it's called small newsprint, and it's nice. It's just like we get to go a little bigger with our images, and we decided to go aesthetically in a different route, not go so glossy, so mainstream music magazine, and take it a little bit more in the Discorder way of let's do something weird and exciting and new. And it's fun because we're kind of taking cues from the way Discorder used to be, with, like, we're doing one Pantone color over black and white imagery.
And what that means is a spot color for our listeners who might not be, you know, well versed in the print world.
Yeah, it means that there's one color that runs through the entire issue. They print it on one plate. It's a pretty old school way of printing things, in the sense that, like, you don't have, like, the four color separation without getting too nerdy.
And that's so getting nerdy.
It's getting nerdy.
For sure getting nerdy.
Okay, then it's like we only print with two plates. It's black and then whatever color we want. And that's kind of the highlight color of the issue, kind of gives it the key.
It's great if I look at the cover right now, there's this great photo of, who's this on the cover?
This is Roxanne Nesbitt of Graftician.
Yeah, so she's on the cover and she's playing a keyboard and there's some sort of NPC in front of her. It looks like she's in front of a fireplace. It's this very moody black and white photo. And then, of course, there's orange highlights all around it. And then all throughout the issue, black and white photography. And then these orange highlights that really sort of leap off the page at you. So it's very cool looking.
Yeah, and that was kind of a very deliberate choice as well for the first issue, to have the classic CITR reddish kind of orange color.
Ambiguous red-orange.
Yes, ambiguous red-orange, just to kind of start us off in this new direction.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to stay closer to the radio as a magazine. We've always been CITR's magazine, but I don't think a lot of people make that connection. And so this is kind of like a nice little homage to the fact that we are a radio station and we are a magazine and we work together.
And we have a radio show.
Yeah, we sure do. You're listening to it right now. It's Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca.
Yes, very true. And Discorder.ca, fun fact.
That's true. Well, I like that we've unified the website now, because it used to be two very disparate sort of entities.
It's true. Yeah. Which is all part of the rebrand, the coming together.
Everything is happening.
But yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about in the magazine, or the... We still call it a magazine, even though it looks like a newspaper?
It's still a magazine.
No, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
So one thing I really like about the magazine, and of course we've always had this, is our event calendar. But I really like it in the new format because it's right in the center form. And there's this great illustration on the top half, and then the bottom half is the calendar. So you could, like, it's like a wall calendar. You could take this, you could stick it to your, like, wall or whatever, and you've got all of your cultural musical events for the upcoming month right there with an illustration. I assume that'll probably be the format going forward, correct?
Yeah. So what we're trying to do with the calendar is that we're kind of mixing it up with the art project, which is a section of the magazine that I gave to an artist, a local artist that I enjoyed, whose work I enjoyed. So now the idea, we're going with this like hyper collectible thing, which is a centerfold, so it's one piece of paper, and you get one artist from the Vancouver community that's going to do our calendar, and you also get to find out about all the cool things happening in town. So this time it was Julie Major. She's awesome.
Who is so incredible and has actually done posters for CITR before as well.
Awesome. And are there, so coming up this week, we've got a couple events that I'm looking at. Britt, what's something that you're excited about on this beautiful calendar?
Something that I'm excited about that's coming up really, really soon is this Saturday is the launch of Wish Kicker's new EP called Wider Vision. And Wish Kicker is actually one of the bands featured in this issue of Discorder. And just before we came on air, I posted the article a little bit early, but I posted the article to the website just so you guys could go and look at the beautiful illustrations by Emma Potter, the photos by Sarah Barr, and words by Elijah Teed. And it's a really good article, and they're a really good band. They're going to have a release party at the Fox Cabaret. I think it's going to be a real good time.
Awesome. Well, let's play a tune by those guys right now, Wish Kicker, from their EP. It's called Por Qué Y. And the track is called Scrimmage, and the radio station is CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a tune by our good friends, Mesa Luna, who you may remember hearing a while back now, a bunch of months ago. They played a live set right outside this very studio in the CITR studio here in the brand new Student Union building at UBC, way up at the end of Point Grey, top of the hill. Nice little bike ride if you wanna get out here sometime, stop in, say hi. We are here all the time, broadcasting to you live, as I am right now. Moving right along, so that was Mesa Luna. The reason I played you that tune, it's called Sputnik, off their Crux EP, which came out just about a year ago now. They are one of the many, many great Vancouver acts that you'll be able to see in a couple weeks' time at Rooflandia, which is a festival that happens for the last bunch of years now in Victoria. And if you've never been, or if you're just looking for an excuse to check out the island, I can highly recommend Rooflandia as a good time. There's a main site that they do, on the Friday and the Saturday at Royal Athletic Park. And that's where all, like, the big-name acts will be. And then in the evening, there will be some more big-name acts. Usually the hip-hop acts are usually at the Phillips backyard, the Phillips Brewery backyard. But outside of that, there's all kinds of very cool smaller shows that happen in smaller venues around just the general downtown Victoria area. And there's all kinds of great local Vancouver bands that that always end up there. And a great little ferry ride, if you got a place to stay. You can go check it out, see some cool bands, learn. And what I love about festivals like this, like that kind of smaller venue festival, is like something like Music Waste or Sled Island, whatever, you always end up with at least like two or three new bands that are super cool that you've never heard of before and never would have heard of otherwise. So yeah, go check out Rifflandia. That's my endorsement. It's a good time. That's in, I believe, 2 weekends from this upcoming one. And yeah. There's all kinds of events that are going to start rolling out now that it's just about September, school's back, people are back from vacation, life starts moving again. It's great. But what I'm going to do right now, since we missed off the top for that super interesting inside look at the new issue, it's time for the charts. We've been doing the last bunch of months now. So when a song gets played on CITR, it gets logged. Our music director, Andy Resto, takes painstaking care to log all of these songs. And every week, he sends out a great little email that's got all of the hottest records of the last week. And this week is interesting. Some of them we've heard of before. And another one I predicted would show up didn't show up quite. And then a kind of oddball in there from overseas that I'm surprised. So let's get into it, the top five. Number five. It's the Avalanches with Wildflower. I was surprised to see that on our charts. I guess not surprised because it's definitely a record that a lot of indie type people have been looking forward to for a while, because these guys had a very huge record called Since I Left You. It came out in 2000. These are some Australian turntablist guys. And they've 16 years later, they've finally got a new record. I haven't listened to it apart from the singles yet, but by all indications, it's quite good. And so interesting to see that on our top five, all the way up the charts, which is largely dominated by local acts, such as the rest of them, which is who I played last week in lieu of actual charts. It's the Pack AD with their new record, Positive Thinking. It's in at number four this week. It's a killer record. Check it out for sure. No Aloha at number three with their record Deluxe. Hazy still kicking around our top five with her record XO Virgo Ox. And once again at number one, I believe, so again, not last week because we didn't have official charts last week, but the week before, we have returning, I guess that makes them returning number one champions. It's Lai with their record. It's called Truth or Consequences. And I'm going to play you, I believe I played you the title track last time, so I'm going to instead play you another track right now from that same record, Truth or Consequences by Lai. This is a song called Failed Visions on CITR 101.9 FM.
Am I worthy? Am I worthy? up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so.
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Geez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so...
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Keep it 100.
from the heights and all the lights. Selling pot from off it. Come with that headbanger booty for that ass. Will I give a bully 10 nookies for the cash? Dash, dip slow on a marathon. Or maybe he goes, he calls it so like Farrakhan. Or Frank Sinatra, man.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's the Avalanches right there, and that is the record I was talking about as a kind of an outlier on the charts. Those Australian turntable guys, and of course you heard the voices of Danny Brown and the one and only MF Doom on that track. It's a good one. Yeah, closer to home, as we like to remain on this show. As we mentioned earlier off the top of the show with that chat with Britt and Ricky, our art director, we've got this brand new format magazine. And it's written entirely by volunteers, people like yourself, who are just stoked on Vancouver music, want to learn more about it, want to go check out some shows, interview some bands, review some albums. You can do all of that stuff for Discorder. Get it published online in the magazine. You can even come on the radio on Discorder Radio. Tell us about your article. Play some tunes. We are here for you. And to that end. If you've wondered how to get involved, like how do I get involved? How do I start doing stuff for Discorder? You can come down to the station on, I believe Britt is going to be doing this every Tuesday, a session called Write for Discorder, free drop-in between 3 and 5 here at CITR, which, as I mentioned earlier, is in the Student Union Building at UBC, right at the end of the trolley bus loop, the brand new Student Union Building. We're impossible to miss. We're right down at the bottom of the foyer. Great view of the reconstructed Knoll. Come on in, show us what you got. And as I mentioned, we got sort of a couple types of things that you can write. We've got a section called Under Review, where we review albums. We, of course, have features, where you can interview bands, artists, write any article that you pitch that we like that has to do with the alternative Vancouver art scene. So again, not just bands. And another section that we have is called Under Review. And what we do with Under Review is you get to go see a show and then you write about it for the magazine. And we put those up online and in the magazine. And one that just went up is a show from last week by, the headliner was Hockey Dad. Also supported with support from, let's see, where Hockey Dad are... They're in from out of town, as are the other guys. Muy Bien, spelt with two U's and two I's. But opening up was our very own Kim Gray, Vancouver's own Kim Gray, who you have, of course, heard loads of here on CITR. And yeah, so let's hear from some of those bands who were at that show. Check out the RLA, the Real Live Action concert reviews. Maybe consider writing one of your own. Go to a show. Tell us how it went. Tell us your favorite tunes, why you liked it, why you didn't. And yeah, here we go. It's Kim Gray. It's a track not that new anymore, but it's his latest single. It's called Perfume Ghost on CITR 101.9 FM.
Perfume Ghost. This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Another good girl that you overcompensate for everything. It's Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Ask me where I've been, like I
That was Julian Baker with a song called Blacktop. That was a live recording done in NYC in the basement of a winery. So there she is with her guitar and all of her, like, her pedal board. And it's just her. And, yeah, she's in the, like, surrounded by all these casks of what I guess must be wine. And it's, yeah, solo set, and she just blows it away. The reason I'm playing that tune is there's, speaking of, as we were previous or earlier in the show, talking about Real Live Action, which is a segment of the magazine where you can review local shows for us. You get to go see a show and you get to write about it. And we just posted one up at CITR.ca, review of Julian Baker's show at the Cobalt earlier in the month. And yeah, great piece by Courtney Heffernan with some photography by Lucas Lund. Some great black and white photography, which you can see featured once our new issue goes into wide release with those great black and white photos. And sounds like a, you know, like the solo singer-songwriter is not my usual bag, generally. Like, it doesn't usually do a whole lot for me, but I was really into that song. I was not expecting to be. So, yeah, check it out on our website, citr.ca. And before that, of course, we heard a three-pack of bands from another Real Live Action that we just posted. Hockey Dad, Moi Bien, and Kim Gray. And, yeah, come write some articles for Discorder. It's a good time. And speaking of concerts and stuff, as we so often do on this show, there's a big one happening this weekend if you're at all peripherally connected to the CITR community and the music that we tend to cover and the shows that we tend to put on. There's the Victory Square Block Party happening this weekend. It's September 4th down at Victory Square, which is, of course, at the corner of, was that Hastings and Cambie, I believe? The big memorial down there, sort of at the edge of Gastown. And, yeah, there's all kinds of bands playing this year. So Loki, Pale Red, Swim Team, Milk, Morning Coup. So it's, like, all kinds of genres. There's hip-hop, there's sort of the electronic-y, poppy kind of stuff. Lots of indie rock, of course. And I'm going to play you a small selection of who you can check out at this free outdoor show on the 4th. This is a track by Morning Coup. The album is called Baby Blue. It came out a little over a year ago. And this is the song Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coup. CITR 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 FM. That was Morning Coup, just one of the many acts that you can check out at the block party, Victory Square block party, this weekend, Sunday, September 4th, 2 to 9 p.m. down at the corner of, that's Hastings and Cambie. Let's see, Tough Customer, So Loki, Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, Pale Red, Swim Team, Milk, SBDC, and of course Morning Coup, who we just heard. I am done for now. It's time for Flex Your Head with Mike. Got all of your hardcore and punk needs taken care of. But before we go, I want to play you... I would be remiss to mention another festival happening this weekend that CITR is sponsoring. It's Bumbershoot down in Seattle. Not a whole lot of local bands going on, but I felt like I should mention it anyway. And the track that I'm going to play you has an amazing music video. Came out late last week, like Thursday or Friday or something, and I've been watching it nonstop. It's DJ Shadow's new song with Run the Jewels. The track's called Nobody Speak, and it's, yeah, go check out the music video. It's super cool. I'm out of here. Time for Flex Your Head. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips, I am sick, I will punch a baby bear in his shit, give me lip, I'ma send you to the yard, get a stick, make a switch, I can end the conversation real quick, I am crack, I ain't lying, kick a lion in his crack, I'm the shit, I will fall off in your crib, take a shit, hit your mama on the booty, kick your dog, fuck your bitch, fat boy dressed up like he's down on and took pictures with your kids, we the best, we will cut a frowny face in your chest, little wench, I'ma mention up, we fresh, I'm a mitch. Get correct, I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming yes, I am guilty, motherfuckers, I am death. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked. Who flame throw your fuck shit to Funyuns? Flame your crew quicker than Trump fucks his youngest. Now face the flame, fuckers, your fame and fate's done with. I love Charlie Brown, Peppermint, Patty, Linus, and Lucy. Put coke in the doobie, roll woolies to smoke with Snoopy. I still remain that dick rabbit slacker to spill the wookie. Cause the total of the Thule will murder you friggin' moolies. Fuck outta here. Top billing, come cops and villainous shots. This box shipped out and bought and y'all feeling it. LP killing it, killer Mike killing shit. What more can I say? We top billing it. Valiant without villain it. Viciously found victory. Burnt towns and villages, burning, looting and pillaging. Murderers try to hurt us, we curse them and all their children. I just want the bread and bologna bundles to tuck away. I don't work for free, I am barely giving a fuck away. So tell begging Johnny and mommy to get the fuck away. Yo, here's a gun, son, now run, get it the gut away. Live to shoot another day.